Aaron, are you on? Aaron, can you hear me?
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to Aaron, the Leaf Guy, Just Talking Business. We are apologizing. Had some technical, we had technical difficulties this afternoon. But, hey, we're here. I'm traveling on the go. Doing the show. GL should be on any moment now. We don't know what happened, but I utilizing some other technologies to try to make it work, at least for the next 35, 40 minutes as we get into the show. So hang in there with this. Again, this is Aaron the Leaf Guy, Just Talking Business. Every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. East Coast Time. And we're just doing a little talking about some business today. Big thing I've been talking about the last couple of weeks is how important it is to be prepared, to be ready, and to understand your business so that you can market yourselves whenever and wherever you quite possibly need to market yourself. Because you just never know when opportunity will come at you. And a lot of times, I'm speaking from personal experience. I mean, I do my best to always have business cards, you know, on me all the time, because you just never know when you can strike up a conversation with somebody, and you know, then what comes out of their mouth is, you know, do you have a business card? So I found myself, you know, at worst, always carrying an abundance of business cards with me, because you just never know. And, you know, always have, you know, some professional business cards made. Try not to have them too cluttered with your business cards on them. I found for me, having my photo on the business card has been very, very helpful with follow-up and long-term business. Because that picture's on there, people can associate and remember the meeting that you had with the picture on that card. You know, they look at that card and they see that picture, and it kind of draws them back to the face-to-face meeting that you had. So something to consider, you know, putting your picture on your card. Did GL make the call yet? Let me see if I can refresh my list here. I don't see him there, so we'll keep talking. And the other thing, too, with the business cards, you know, always try to get, you know, it may cost you a little bit more money, but try not to have, you know, the email address with the Google or the Gmail, the Ymail, Yahoo, you know, the MSN. Try to go out and whatever the name of your company is, secure that domain name and purchase you some email addresses, because you can, even if your company was, you know, ABC Company, you can get abc.com or .biz or .net, and, you know, that'll be your website. But it doesn't have to be an active functioning website. It can be under construction. And then you can also purchase, you know, like 30, 40, 50 email addresses with that. And it's really inexpensive. You're talking sometimes it could be as little as like $11 for the whole year to have, you know, an info at, that's I-N-F-O at abccompany.com. You know, and of course, ABC Company replaced that with the name of your company. And that's going to be 100 times more professional, having that on a business card than having, you know, amgonzalez@gmail.com on your business card. Because anybody can get a Gmail, but not everybody is going to, you know, who's going to take the time and put an actual business on their business card. And that's someone that's serious about their business and really, really doing their business. So make sure you do those things there, and, you know, those couple things there, and you're going to see that you can go a long way with having a professional business card. Get some quality paper too. Don't have a, you know, make your own business cards on a little sheet of paper, right? You know, a regular sheet of paper, and then you can have these great graphics on it and everything, but it's the paper quality is, you know, like a little cheap piece of paper, because that'll again show, you know, maybe give you a bad inflection on your business. So, you know, get some quality paper. Okay, good. GL just sent me a message. Get some quality paper so your card, you know, has that look and has that feel of, you know, a real business. I hate to say it that way, but I've been part of business opportunities where they didn't have the look and the feel, so they got treated like, you know, not a real business. So I see GL has made it to the call. Now I'm trying to get him plugged in. Well, GL, just hang in there for a second. I had it up on my computer, and then it kind of disappeared. So let me see if I can bring it back. Oh, man, I just fell off the call. So let me... on. What's going on with the show? Sorry, guys, we're having some major difficulties here. The one day I don't bring my tablet. I hope I'm still on. One machine says I'm not on. The other machine says I am on. Let's try to back all the way out. We can see. Just bear with us, guys. We're back in a minute. This is Aaron, the lead guy. We're having some technical difficulties with the internet. So I don't know if I'm online or not. Bear with me. Okay, thank you. GL just sent me a text message that he can hear me, so I'm on. Good, good. That's real good. We'll just keep talking then, and I'll be talking and working and trying to get this thing figured out. This is technology, man. I'm telling you, sometimes it's wonderful. Sometimes it's not. And I'm kind of in that middle zone right now. I don't know if it's wonderful for me right now or it's not wonderful for me. But I do know that GL, hang in there. If you can hear me, hang in there. I'm trying feverishly to get the studio up on my computer here so that I can tag you in. I'm showing the website and I'm showing the platform, but not coming in through. Okay, GL says okay. He says he's going to hold. So While this thing is loading, what I'm going to say is on the business card, like I was saying, is professional business card, you know, nice paper, thick quality, not too busy. Have your .com on there, even if it's under construction, because you can build an under construction page to let everybody know that, hey, we're here, we're alive, and we're good, but it's under construction. It's okay. That'll save you some money. And I got several good sources. I got several good sources for, you know, people who develop and design and host websites. So if you're out there and you're needing a website, you know, reach out to me at 336-782-8858, and I can tie you in to one of my resources. They can help you develop your website, and it's very affordable. I got some. It's much more affordable than you might think. I got a guy that I'm hooked up to, and he's doing a site. Jill, I'm going to try to get you on now, so hang in there. I got it up on my screen. I'm pressing the button, so now just wait and see if it kicks in. But basically, he worked out a guy, and for a nominal startup fee, I think it was like $150 to get it started. The website was like, I think $600 for the year. So that's basically, GL, are you there yet? That's basically, you know, $25 a month, you know, to have a fully functional website with emails and different links and everything. So that was with Ed Kottman and Associates, a real dear friend of mine. So a little plug for Ed Kottman. We're going to have him on the show real soon as well. So I thought I seen you there, GL. It's giving me the studio, but clicking. I see your number there. GL, if you can hear me, if you can get online real quick and go into the studio and just click the button so that you're on, then you can shut down the internet. Oh, wait a minute. It came up again. Let me see. Let's try it again. GL, are you there? It's not switching over to the microphone. Did you hit the number one? Sorry to be doing this on the air, ladies and gentlemen, but we're trying feverishly to get this back on. I keep thinking me. But GL, try that. Try to log on your laptop or whatever you're using and get yourself on air. And we'll see if that'll work. And then go ahead and shut yours down again. Let's try that because I got internet access here and I'm on the platform, but it's not letting me do anything with it. So, again, apologize for the technical difficulties that we're having. But we're hanging there. GL and I are very persistent, trying until we get this thing going. Okay, I'm in there, studio. We're on the business cards right now. I got some other stuff I want to talk about the business cards. But I can't get over this hump of getting GL into the system so that he can talk too, because I know he's got some great insights on there. Because they got a new thing too now that you can have like a barcode scan on the back of your card, one of those UPC, UPS codes, and that code can be scanned in a smartphone, and then it'll take you right to your website, you know, and that's really cool. I actually have that on the back of my card. I have it on the back of my card now to where you can you can skew in and do that too. So hold on 1 second. We just had another technical difficulty. I'm using the Wi-Fi. Okay. Hold on 1 second. We're going to try to do this on speaker for a second. And hopefully GL can get in. I got the studio back up. He's going to try to do it on his system, so I'm not going to press anything while we try to do this to get this thing going again. But you're listening to Aaron, the legal guy, just talking business and just trying to figure out this technology. So hang in there with us. Your business card is the big thing. You know, business cards are important to have because they identify who you are and what you're doing. Make sure they're very clear. Have your website on it to a .com, your email address. Get that UPC code thing on it. That's very progressive. New technology. It allows you to again have a conversation and give somewhere your card. Now, here's something for you too. Whenever you're talking with a prospective client or just someone and you hand a business card, majority of the time, if you hand a business card, you'll receive a business card, right? So if you hand somebody a business card, 9 times out of 10, they're going to give you their business card. Now, take the time to literally read, you know, look at and read someone's business card. It shows extreme interest in that individual. Nobody likes to hand somebody a business card and then they just put it in their inside pocket, or they just put it in their billfold, or they just put it in their briefcase. If you give somebody a business card and they take the time to really look at the business card, and they might even acknowledge, you might even acknowledge the individual's title, because you might surprise, you might be talking to an owner or a vice president or a president, CEO, proud of their designations. So they'll have that on their business card. And if you can, you know, acknowledge that on that business card, then that can go a long ways with you when you do your follow-up to do some more business, some potential business with those individuals. So take that time to look at that business card and acknowledge that person's, you know, what their title is and whatnot, and that can go a long ways with you as well. Another thing that you can keep with you, you know, is if your company has company brochures, you know, that can be helpful to have with you all the time because you never know when you want to, or you're being the opportunity to leave some of that information with a prospective client. And again, let me give our disclaimer. This is FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. This is Aaron, the Legal Guy, just talking business right here on this format. If you're listening online, we do apologize for all the challenges that we've been having. GL, I know you're still trying to get in. I don't see him on the screen as yet, but he's trying to get in. I know you guys love hearing from GL, so we're going to try to get him in. But if you're listening online and you want to jump into this conversation, feel free to call us on the guest dial-in number at 718-664-6324. That's 718-664-6324. And we're going to do our best to get you in, but as you can see, we're having some challenges right now just getting me and GL in. But we're going to keep at this. Anyway, we're talking about marketing your business, basic marketing tools. The business card is essential and the most basic of the basic. I mean, you can get 1,000 business cards for, you know, $14, $15, or get 200 business cards for like $6. There's all kind of places. There's online places you can use for business cards. There's different print shops you can use to get business cards. Most graphic designers nowadays, if they do websites and graphics, they have resources to where you can order business cards through them along with other services, and you can save some money bundling that business together. But just keep those things in mind as you're, you know, starting and launching or relaunching and restarting your business. Those business cards are important. After the first point of sale, first point of contact is passing out a business card. The other thing was, like I said, if you have a company brochure, you can pass out the company brochure. And, again, very clear, concise, short, doesn't have to be a ton of information, because these tools are meant for you to, you know, get a follow-up phone number and the follow-up so you can schedule an appointment, you know, to talk to the individual. Bring back that face-to-face, belly-to-belly business. Now, if obviously if you're building long distance, you know, then you're leaning on technology. But if you're locally going to different networking events and so forth, have your cards, have your brochures. Doesn't take a lot of space to carry that kind of stuff. Technology now, you can get a dual disc DVD, which is a CD on one side. It has information, a DVD on the other side. That's a technology you can use too if you want to spend a little money. And if your business is set up that way and you need that kind of tool. But most businesses that are out there can get away with, you know, having a nice business card, having a nice website, and having a nice brochure. And those can be the tools of the trade to get you to where, you know, you can create some business opportunities for yourself. Because it's all in the follow-up. You know, we say it all the time, the fortune's in the follow-up. So with these tools, you'll have that ability to follow up and secure some other business. I got a guy I'm talking to. I'm going to get him on the show to talk more about social media marketing. He's tapped into a main vein there and having some success. He told me the other day he ran an ad on Facebook, cost him about $10 to run this ad. And he did this month, February, and he's already generated over $4,500 in business revenue from that $10 ad. And I'm like, wow, I need to know how you do that, because that's a huge return on that investment. ROI is what they call it, return on investment. I mean, you invest $10 and get $4,500 in business activity. That's really cool. So that's the next phase in my business, is leveraging Facebook and Instagram, the social media aspects of that, to create some new and exciting business ideas for my consulting services as well as my Legal Shield business. So anyway, this is Aaron, the Loop Guy, just talking business. Here it is Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is when we start the show. We generally go for half hour to an hour, depending on how many guests we have and what kind of strong topics we have and how many people are calling in. If you are listening online and you want to dial in, please do not hesitate to call us at 718-664-6324. Matter of fact, oh gosh, I can't even have you call me on my phone because it's tripping with the internet. I was gonna say you can call me at 336-782-8858, and because we're having so much technical difficulties, I can three-way you in. But I'm having a bit of a challenge even doing that. I'm gonna try something a little different. If you guys will bear with me, I want to see if this will work. Hold on 1 second as I'm going to transition. I wonder if I can play a commercial. All right, well, still trying, hang in there, everybody. All right. I'm back in live. I tried to put my headset in. It might be a little bit of background noise, but we're going to try our best to fix that. So hang on. If you're out there in the listening audience, go nowhere. I'm here with you, live and direct. I got you on my headset now so I can do some hands-free stuff, and we try to get you on the radio. Now, if you want to dial in, you can call me on my cell phone. I can three-way you in. If you're trying to get into the radio show, please continue to try, and we'll get you tapped in as quickly as possible. I'm telling you, this technology is weird. Now I got kicked off the internet. It's trying to get me on somebody's Wi-Fi. I don't want to be on the Wi-Fi. What are we talking about? Marketing and concepts. And what can we do to just continue to expand our business base? Well, there's a lot we can do. The one thing is we can make sure that we understand the technology. That's the one thing that's really important. I guess GL and I had a real strong run where we had several shows and didn't have any issues. So I guess today is the day that we have tons of issues right now. And I'm having a bunch of them right now, but that's okay. It's 2:38 right now on the East Coast time. Dinner time is around 5 o'clock, but we're not going to be on the show that long. So if y'all can bear with us, that would be good. I found a way back in, GL. I'm trying to get back in on my computer on my phone to see if that will work a little bit better. So hang in there as we can with you folks. Hang in there. All right, I'm back. And this is not working either, but that's okay too. Oh, we got something. Let's see. There. Oh, we got somebody to call in. Let's see if I can get them on the line. Somebody from a 502 area code. Hello, listener from the 502 area code. Are you there?
Yeah, this is GL.
Oh. I don't know why it wouldn't let me click over on your other phone, but it let me click over on that phone.
Because I'm calling you from my computer. That's the beautiful thing about technology. If one thing don't work, I'll find something else.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Always be equipped and understand how to work your technology. Well, you've been listening in a little bit, so hopefully you've been hearing as I've been talking about the business cards.
I heard it from the very beginning, but I haven't for like the last maybe 5 or 6 minutes or so.
Okay. Well, we've been, you know, we're going to finish out, if we can finish out a few more minutes. Just talking about marketing and, you know, some of the basic necessities in marketing your business. And the basic one, you know, is that business card. Do you have any insight or anything you'd like to share on the business card?
Absolutely. I got a lot of things going on. As you say, a lot of irons in the fire right now. One of them is that my church is sponsoring one basketball team. But it's actually two teams, but it's under one organization. And I'm coaching both teams. So I've been making a lot of phone calls lately and going to coaches' meetings every week for the last probably month or so now. And when I got my new cards, and I knew you had said earlier about making sure that your cards are professional stock and picture looks great and everything else, so I did that. And I had to invest a little bit of money to get those cards. But it's making a much bigger difference as I'm getting in front of more and more people. Now, they know that I work a full-time job, I tell them that right up front. You know, I also tell them that I have a home business. Here's my contact information. Says I'm going to be coaching your child, and if you need me for anything, feel free to give me a call. And here's also my website, and give you some great information about what I do on the side. And that's been opening so many doors. This basketball league has been opening so many doors for me, just even over the last few days. And the cards are the one thing that I have that I can use that can open or that can lead into other opportunities, whether they, like you had mentioned about, you know, make sure you got your .com on there. I mean, I make sure my GLGetting.com is on everything I send out. You make sure that my picture is on my business cards. So, and my logo, my company, my personal company logo is on my business cards. So, I mean, they got the information that they need. I'm making more and more exposures now, having to call people and reach out to them. And because we've been going under these storms and everything, our first game actually was tonight, tonight and tomorrow, but we had it rescheduled till next week. So I've been using the technology with sending out text messages, but attaching a digital card to my email or to my text message. So not only do they see the message, but they also get a picture of my business card, which is my actual business card. So that's the business card thing is definitely, you know, something I think that's coming back. And I think that you're going to find much more, many more effective ways to be able to use it than to just sit there and collect, you know, dust when you give it to someone.
Right. You know, and that's so true, and that's so strong. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, you want to, you know, have, you know, those business cards, good quality business cards, to pass out, you know, to a prospective client. Because, you know, they're going to look at it and make a decision on if they want to do business with you or not. And you want them to do business with you, so you want to have that in play. And the technology nowadays is so important to really take advantage of. Like in my Legal Shield business, the company just created an app that I'm super excited about. This application that we can give to people for free, and then they can load it into their smartphone, whether it's an Apple or an Android. And it's called Ask Legal Shield. And they'll be able to literally, once they load it in their phone for free, they can type in a basic legal question that they may have. And it will give you researched answers to that question, like instantaneously. I just, for kicks and giggles, I typed in, I got a mean landlord, what are my rights? And it gave me like 8 different things that I can do with my legal rights as it pertains to landlord-tenant issues, you know. And I'm like, wow, this is phenomenal. Now, that's a great thing for me to give to my prospective clients because, one, it's okay, it's free, right? It doesn't cost anything. It's a free application. But what does it do for me? It keeps the business in front of the prospective client. One, they got an app on their phone that has the logo and the color scheme, the name of the company, and it's an app that's on their phone. So when they're going through their apps, they're going to see the app. Two, they may have a question that they might want to ask just to test it out. And this can be somebody maybe I tried to, you know, talk to about the services and they were like on the fence and didn't get it. I can now say, hey, remember we talked about that service. Here's a free app, you know, where you can kind of test the waters out without even purchasing the plan. And it's on their phone. They click on it and it can work as far as giving them some basic information. And then two, it has a menu on it where they can click the menu bar if they're curious and, you know, it'll tell them about Legal Shield and how it works there. and all that. And if they, you know, as the more they tap the app, the more information they get, the more education they're getting about how valuable the program can be for them. And who knows, you know, they can go ahead and keep tapping that app and end up selling themselves on a plan. Well, they can literally, through this application, tap on it and sell themselves a membership, you know. And guess what? They get credit for it, and I get paid for it, all because I took the time to use that as some marketing collateral to give away a free application. So when it launched 3 days ago, you know me, I was on Facebook sending that to everybody. I haven't gone through all my friends yet, but all my friends on Facebook are going to get a message saying, congratulations, here's a free app, load it into your phone. You know, everybody in my email database is going to get an email saying, hey, I'm super excited about this new app. Give them a brief description and send it to them. Make sure you load it in your phone. Anybody in my phone is going to get a text message or any business cards that I have sitting on my desk. They're all going to get a free application. And I'm in the and I'm going to encourage them to give it to their friends. Pass it around, because as long as they send it as it is, as I send it to them, that app is tracked to me. So if a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend gives it to somebody and that person gets curious, clicks on some buttons, and ends up buying a plan, guess what? I'm going to get paid for that, and that becomes my customer. So now I can do all the follow-up and all the retention things to help keep that renewal residual-based business. Now, that's a phenomenal tool. I mean, think about that. It's some new-age technology. I'm sure it's available for any business as long as you pick up, you know, the technology. You, too, can have that kind of app for your business. So I don't know about you, GL, but this is a good time. I don't know if you want to comment on any of that, or is it a good time? I'm going to try to play our commercial for our event coming up right now, because we've been talking now for a good 45, 50 minutes. So let's go into a brief commercial break, see if I can get this thing played. And we'll be right back in a second. Taking a chance here. Oh, yeah, no one. Okay, we won't be doing that today. Instead of playing it, I'm going to talk about it. You know, we got in June the big old school celebration show coming up in Reno. Make sure you go to facesofsuccessradio.com to get the information and the details about it. But I know we got a lot of folks confirmed that are going to be out there, and the tickets are selling real fast. I'm going to be out there. GL's going to be out there. We get to shake your hand and meet you. I know we're going to have a red carpet situation where the different radio personalities are going to be there taking photos, shaking hands, meeting people. So make sure you come on out to Reno in June of this year to this wonderful event that's sponsored by Faces of Success Radio at facesofsuccessradio.com. Gail is going to be our host, and she is wonderful. Her show is doing quite well. Matter of fact, they just created a new television programming for Faces of Success Radio, Faces of Success TV, that's coming out soon, and she's going to be a big part of that, too. So make sure you're plugging in to Faces of Success Radio to see what's new, what's happening, what's hot, and what's not. As GL and I does this show every single Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and trust me, next week, we won't have these challenges or these difficulties, but we're having them now, and that's the way it is. So, Gio, are you still there? All right, I seem to have lost GL. Let me try to go back on the headset, send him a text message, see if he's going to try to call in on the other number. If not, We're good. We're doing good so far. We've been on the show now for quite a while. So, and we're going to keep going on this topic of marketing tools. And remember, you are the biggest marketing tool. You're the biggest marketing tool right now. You are. So you have to be ready and willing all the time to market yourself. You know, you're the biggest tool you got. If you know your product inside and out, you know your company inside and out, then you can sell enough of yourself to turn around and do and give enough information to have to be there to do enough to get a follow-up, you know, because, again, the fortune's in the follow-up. So as long as you're doing what you need to do, you should be able to posture yourselves to where you can get that appointment, get that phone number, make that phone call to do that follow-up so that you can meet that individual and then really talk some business. Business is coming back around. Whether you like our president or not, voted for him or not, I believe the country, you know, is in a better situation than it was. And especially in 2009, 10, and 11. And I'm telling you from personal experience, I lost a ton of money when the bottom fell out during that time frame. And I can see it coming back. I can see that people are more willing to sit down and talk business than they were, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. So I'm grateful that the country is coming back around. But it'll come back around even faster if you do your part. You know, spend those American dollars in American businesses with small businesses in your community. Keep that community strong. Find what you need to find in a networking situation and spend your money in your circle. You know, spend money with people to spend money with you. Do business with people to do business with you. Refer that business to other business that does business with you, and you'll be amazed on how you can make change in your environment by simply doing that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's our show for today. Again, this is Aaron, the Lead Guy, Just Talking Business. Today we hit some marketing and some tools, and we've had some technical difficulties, but that's okay. We got just enough of GL to give us some really good insight on some things that he's doing and technology that he's using, and we're happy to have him on. And watch for us next week. Click on your Facebook, see who we are, what we are, and how we are, and tune in next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Aaron the Lead Guy, Just Talking Business. Again, if you need to talk to me, give me a call at 336-782-8858, and I'd be happy to share with you any things that I have that can help your business grow. God bless. Take care. Until next week.